remember Jennifer and a group came over there and they sang Christmas carols for us. It was a great blessing. Besides, I never forgot my wife's birthday because Jennifer's dad's birthday was the same day. And so every time about this, her birthday was June 10th, every time about this year, Ron would remind me that it was my birthday, my wife's birthday. She was always amazed I never forgot her birthday, but because of her dad. But they came over to sing, and I got up. My wife couldn't get up out of the chair, and I hugged all of them. And I remember it. Little blessings is what makes a Christian. I remember Rob, her husband. I hugged everyone except Rob. And Rob come up and he says, I want a hug too. So I just want to say one more thing and then I'll quit boring you with my life. If I can find it. I traveled a lot in my later years and I had a lot of time on my hand because I didn't go to the pubs. I was going to foreign lands quite a bit. I've been to Israel a couple times. I think I was on our way to Israel one time, and I sat down, and I wrote out Ron's prayer, and I'll just read that, and then we'll finish. Lord, today I will meet many people. Let me pray and deal with each one the way the great masterminds of the world taught me. Help me to be faithful like your servant Moses, and yet have the boldness and courage of David. There will be moments when I'll need the wisdom of Solomon, yet I'll need to be humble like Joseph. At times, tempers may flare, and it will seem as if you've forgotten me. Teach me then to be patient like Job, and understand and considerate like Abraham. At times, I would also like to just sit in quietness and be all alone like Andrew and still arise to the occasion with a gusto like Peter. But one thing, Lord, I want most of all, and that's to have compassion and understanding of heart like my master.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ron. This is wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing.
That was great, wasn't it? It's good to share our stories and to ask the question. You know, it's a simple question. Tell me your faith story. Tell me your faith story. And it's a question that we really should be asking one another because those stories are important. A lot of the Bible are filled of people's stories, of narratives, of lives that were lived in the presence of God. And that is one, and there's so many around this place. So thank you, Ron, for sharing that testimony and your heart for us. Beautiful, for sure. Well, Christ is the only answer for our world, and that is for sure. We know the problem is depravity. We know the answer is the grace of Christ. This morning, for our time remaining, I'm asking you to turn to Psalm 90. This is really part 6 of our series on prayer. And when I say the word Moses, the name Moses, what comes to mind? I bet it's things like, well, of course, the parting of the Red Sea, right? Or perhaps him with Pharaoh and the plagues. Perhaps Moses with bare feet, with a burning bush, hearing the voice of God and a calling. Moses wrote the first 5 books of the Bible. Moses led 1 million+ people for 40 years to the edge of the promised land. Moses judged the people. He heard God. And if you read his story, it is astounding. The name of Moses is mentioned more time in the New Testament than any other Old Testament character. and Moses for all that he wrote, far as Scripture is concerned, only wrote one psalm. We have 150 psalms in the prayer book of the Bible. And just one of them is written by this man, Moses. So if you know about him and read about him, I hope you would be curious to what this man would write. What would be his requests? What would he say to God and for us? This psalm captures his requests. This psalm captures his thoughts. And it is a profound psalm. And all of us, I hope, would have a favorite psalm or favorite psalms. I want you to consider this psalm to be a part of that list. To hear what this man of God, and it starts that way, would say and reflect upon as he wrote as an old man, and what would be his prayer. So this morning we're going to examine it. I'm just going to read the first portion. We're going to slow down to his requests. There are notes out there, by the way, and as a special gift to you, we have these requests on this very nice card. And we've been giving out many of these things for the messages to remind you, to help prompt you. It fits very nicely into your Bible. I have one like this on the back of my door that I see it every day to remind us of these prayer prompts. And so this is for you as well as you go out. It's back there on the Welcome Center. So the first part of this psalm is focused, of course, on God. And so many psalms are that way. Moses focuses in on God's consistency, God's care. He focuses in on his attributes of God's preeminence and his power, his supremacy and his sovereignty, his justice and his judgments. Let's listen how the first part of this psalm reads. And this is in the NIV version. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. I want to remind you that this man spent most of his life in a tent, dwelling in tents, and he says, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. It's profound. Verse 3. God, you turn people back to dust as he formed us from dust, saying, return to dust, you mortals. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. Yet you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning it springs up new, but by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities, our sins before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. Our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures. Yet the best of them are but trouble and sorrow. For they quickly pass and we fly away. Only we knew the power of your anger. Your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due. Pause right there. So much in that, and there's probably four sermons in that passage alone. But I want you to recognize, here is this man, an old man, reflecting upon his past and his experiences with God like no other person has had. And then reflecting in his present about, God, I want to see you now, and then praying for the future. God's preeminence, his sovereignty, his justice, his faithfulness, his eternity, these qualities. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. You are different. You are holy. You are good. What a great way to spend our morning reflecting and praying about the character of God. It puts our life in perspective. And this psalm surely does that. And this is what he wrote. The next section then starts his requests. These are the requests to God. And there are seven of them, and you will not remember these. That's why I have this card for you. My prayer is that one or two or perhaps five or six, or perhaps even all seven, that you would make your own and pray these. And I have prayed them for actual years. I would encourage you to do the same. So what would this man pray? And here's the first in verse 12. He prays, teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Now, young people typically think that they have a ton of days and that they're going to live forever. I remember coming to a realization at some point in my past that I would not have enough time to accomplish all the things that I wanted to accomplish. I would not have enough time to read all the books or to go all the places or have all the conversations or experiences that I would like. And that was a sobering reality that I and you are finite. Moses, in reflection of his life and a prayer, says, God, teach us to number our days. And when you number your days, you see how valuable they are. When you have a limited quantity of something valuable, you treasure it, you protect it, and you make sure to use it wisely. The greatest asset that we have is a gift of time. The gift of knowing God. So each one of us has opportunity to use this day and recognize that they are finite. And when you think this way, you think about your day a little bit stronger. And he says, God, teach us to number our days so that we may gain, we would grow in. You're not born with wisdom. It's something you acquire because you desire it. Teach us to number our days so that we would gain a heart of wisdom. And I have actually literally done this. If you go to the next slide, this is in back of where I have my clothes in one of our bedrooms. I keep track, by the way. Days lived. So far, I have a reflection that I've lived 17,749 days. I change this sometimes daily, sometimes weekly. How many days do I have to 65? And then how many Sundays do I have to 65? 855, and they are all precious. And then, there's no throwaway Sundays. And if I live it that long to 90, I only went up to 90. Some have greatly surpassed that. 2,159 Sundays left. That's it. This helps me, by the way. It helps me when I do this in the morning. It helps me to think I'm erasing one. I'm changing the number. God, help me to use this day with wisdom. God, help me to choose the things that will matter most in eternity. If you think that way, you will live differently. I'm telling you this. So this may be your prayer, and this may be a good habit for you. That's what I have done literally. Perhaps you'll do something similar, whatever. But I'm going to encourage you to pray, God, teach me to understand the value of this day. God, will you give me a heart for wisdom? And this was Moses praying this. His life mattered. And this is how he prayed, and these things helped him, and they will help you. Second request of Moses, as we pray along with him, verse 13. Relent, Lord. How long will it be? Have compassion on your servant. So the prayer is, pity us. Have compassion on your servants. This request is filled with pain and trauma and difficulty. Where all the glories that Moses saw in each of us, if you're in faith, you have seen some glories and goodness of God, but there are difficulties. Relent, O Lord. How long will it be? Have pity on us. Have compassion on your servants, your children. This is a powerful and profound request. And some of us are living in this place even today. You are praying along with Moses, and you are praying along with Jesus, who saw us with compassion and had pity on us because we are like sheep without a shepherd. Do you remember this? This is a legitimate prayer. God, I'm suffering. Lord, help. How long will it be? The waiting room of God, all saints in history and biblically have spent time in God's waiting room. It's required for the testing and development of faith and faithfulness. Pity us, have compassion on your servants. This helps, puts us to understand our limitedness. Let me use that word. Next request. Verse 14. I love this. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. This is a profound request. I have this, we have this up in our home. Go to the next slide, I believe. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love. This is right in our home. I've learned that if you get up in the morning and you ask God to satisfy you, you stop looking for satisfaction the rest of the day. Do you understand this? You go from a place of fullness. I'm already satisfied, so God, help me to live out of this satisfaction versus going about your day looking for satisfaction in the next experience or the next hit or the next promotion or the next that of boys or whatever it is. And so many people live their day, including Christians, looking for satisfaction from out there and living in a arrow pointed towards them reality versus looking to God first and say, God, may I be satisfied in you first and foremost. And then out of that satisfaction that comes through this relationship, now living out of that in gladness and joy. This is significant, and I would hope that you would meditate on this prayer. And even if you just memorize this thing and pray it, God, I want to be satisfied in you first and foremost and throughout this day. In your love that does not fail. Help me this day to sing for joy and be glad every day. It is profound and it is powerful. Go to the next slide. My notes just went blank. I love that. Okay. Let's try this again. The next request. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us. For as many years as we have seen trouble. So the request is, God, make us glad. And wanting to be glad actually is a good request. God, make us glad. Help us to be full of joy, God, and do so because the days have affliction. The years we have seen trouble. We heard some of that from Ron's story today. God, in the midst of affliction, in the midst of trouble, God, make us glad. Renew us, pay us back, help us, not just in this life, but surely in the life to come. Also, what I like about this isn't something you stir up in yourself. This is, God, you have to make me this way because I am not naturally this way. What a profound request. And again, this is Moses praying this. Next up with the next verse. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. Show us your deeds and your splendor. And now this is Moses not just praying for himself. God, show me your deeds. Show me your glory. Show me your goodness. And once you get perspective of these things, and they are around us everywhere, seeing these things help us and help our faith and encourage us and give us hope. God, do this for myself, but also to my children and to my grandchildren and to my great-grandchildren. We know that as parents and as grandparents, we've experienced God's goodness in our life, but we want and desire this for our children. And I pray this for my children a lot. Show them your goodness, God. Show them your deeds and your splendor so they will honor and serve you. God has done this with them and will continue. Powerful and profound prayer. This is the last stanza, verse 17, and in it is the final two requests. He writes and he prays, inspired by the Holy Spirit, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Don't you love that? We're going to sing about that again in just a bit. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. There's a asking, God, will your favor rest upon us? And he knew that God's favor was upon his people and God's favor is upon his children. But God, will you favor us among all people, among all nations? God, that your face would shine upon us. Know that if you are a child of God because of Christ, favor is with you. And he prays, God, this day as I go about my day, my work, my toil this day, God, will you help me? What a great request. And God, as we work, establish the work of our hands for us. God, may my work count for something. If you are a principal of a school, or you fly an airplane, or you sweep up things, God, may what I do today honor you and make a difference. And last, there is nothing as frustrating as giving your life to something and having it crumble. And so we pray, God, will you establish the work of our hands? Isn't it praying for our work? Establish the work of our hands. So if you get up in the morning, and this is the last slide, you bring this one up, okay, and here they are, okay, and please, please take one of these, or five of these, or 10 of these. A lot of people gone today, Memorial Day weekend. Grab these, take them, put them up. There's one in the back of my door, it's there. These things help us to pray. If you want to know what to pray for, pray these. Teach us to number our days so that we gain a heart of wisdom. Pity us, have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us with your unfailing love that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us. Show us your deeds and your splendor. Grant us your favor. Let it rest upon us. Establish us in the work of our hands. So again, grab a hold of these. I've been giving you practical things in this whole service, and this is another one. Grab them. Think about it. Pray for it. It will transform how you think. It'll transform how you live. It'll impact your workplace, your family, and the nation. And so we're going to conclude with a song called The Blessing, which was introduced to us. Some of you are familiar with that song. It's a powerful song. It sings the last line on this. May the favor of the Lord be upon us. Let it rest upon us. And I'm going to pray for us right now. And as we sing the last song, I'm going to give you an invitation because we do have a little time. If you want to come up and you want special prayer for anything, there'll be a couple here for sure. But if you want to just spend some time in the front pew, if you want to come up here and say, hey, I really need some prayer, or you just want to meet with God, up here, not that he's more up here than back there, but there's something about saying, God, I'm coming to you, a forward motion. I will give you that invitation at this song when it starts, and I will pray for you. Others would come pray for you if you say, you know what, I need some prayer today, and we'll pray, or perhaps you have something to thank God for, we'll do that. So let's pray right now. What a remarkable thing it is to have the life of the saints recorded in your word and recorded throughout history. God, I thank you for this testimony this morning of Ron and your faithfulness to him. You turned him from heading towards reform school to being a teacher in Sunday school faithfully for 60 plus years.
God, only you can do that. We thank you for this psalm from this man of God, which we anticipate we will meet in eternity. And so we pray along with Moses, God, teach us to number our days. God, I ask that we as a congregation would think this way, that we would have wisdom, God. God, have pity on us, have compassion on us. God, help us. Satisfy, Lord, us in the morning with your unfailing love. God, help us to rejoice and be glad and sing for joy all of our days. God, will you restore gladness for as many days as you have afflicted us? And God, we look forward to your glory, but we're also asking now, would you do this? Would you do this for my friends? Show us your deeds and your splendor. Grant us your favor. I pray that, God, that you would grant us your favor this day. Expand our hearts. And may our lives count for something. We ask that you would do that. Establish us in the work of our hands. Thank you for the blood of Jesus and the grace and the Spirit working in us. In his name we pray these things, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's rise together as we sing. Let's go in peace and serve our God. Lord bless you. Have a great day. Next week, I hope you come back next week. We have a special time in our service next week where we're going to be honoring and remembering those who we've lost in these last few years. So it's going to be a special time. Be here with us next week on Sunday.